TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
No one is totally you. You can't come in here, you butthead.
Who's a butthead? Who's a butthead?
My wife's a butthead. Oh. And I'm a butthead, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you called your wife a butthead?
You.
Yes, I called my wife a butthead. Oh. Right now she's a butt hand. She's grabbing my butt. Now she's trying to bite my armpit. Stop.
It's almost like you have like a little animal or something. Oh, now you bite my armpits. Oh, stop it.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, we are back from our long hiatus. Noah tells us about his trip to Peru, I tell him about my trip to Disneyland over break, and Andy talks about visiting California over the break, and then do a quick rundown of movies we've seen. And when you hear this sound...
Guess who's back again.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. Happy 2018. This is our first episode of 2018, isn't it?
Fucking yes, I write in the year right. Damn it.
I know, I've been writing it wrong on all my death threats. It's a classic joke I recycle every year.
People are like, oh, he's coming for... Oh... No, that was last year. This is fine.
Oh, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
Oh, yeah. I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
Cool. We did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's wrap this up. I'm going to go get some breakfast.
Like no, I feel like there's some shit that we've forgotten, like conversation or something. There's always something we did after we said our names.
the meat of the show, if you will.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. It's a new year.
The Noah's veiny cock meat of the show, if you will.
Okay.
Cock meat.
Ooh, boy.
All right, so Danelle says, I am a piece of shit because I have no idea how your trip to Peru was, Noah.
We've just been waiting to find out when the listeners find out. Well,
exactly.
I mean, when
That's
we record, but yeah.
Has your wife learned by now you are not full of a million questions?
It somehow still surprises her.
Like, I don't, like, after so many times, you think she'd just be like, you know what, I'm not going to even ask. You don't know.
Meanwhile, we had been in bed for, like, I don't know, 10 minutes before she's like, oh, you shaved your mutton chops. I was like, now who's a piece of shit? Hey, James, can you shut that door, buddy? Gracias. Glad he popped his head in to hear me call his mother a piece of shit.
Nice.
He's got to learn. You don't want to wake up one day surprised, like, oh, my mother's a piece of shit. Glad my dad told me when I was so young.
I blame my wife for leaving the door open.
Well, I mean, she is a piece of shit, so.
And I think she just dropped one. Oh. Sounded like I heard a flush.
I'm pretty sure she wouldn't want you to shit on TanCast.
Look, you shit sometimes, now is one of them. Yeah. By the time you're listening to this, it's not happening anymore.
Everybody poops.
Not like she's in a constant case state of defecating.
I want to commentary next time.
That'd be awesome if I just stood outside with a tape recorder.
I want like an NPR style on the field with sounds like ploop, ploop.
It's hour 37 of Danelle's dump.
Do they have like a clear toilet?
I can tell you right now something I am not ever Googling.
Why do they make toilets amplify fart sounds so much? Like, couldn't you shape it a different way so when you're at someone's new place, you take the shit, it doesn't like reverberate throughout the house?
I mean, you're farting into some sort of vessel, no matter what, because it's gotta be a bowl shape in some way to catch the poo. Unless you want to be like an astronaut and like hook up a vacuum to your anus.
Couldn't they just put like some soundproofing on the side?
Is that all it takes to be an astronaut?
Yeah.
Just hooking up a vacuum to your anus?
Yeah. Well, that's all it takes to poop as an astronaut.
That got me grounded for a week.
That's because you weren't using the wet dry vac.
I should have told my mom I was an astronaut.
Mommy, I'm just preparing for space.
Hey, I put the ass in astronaut.
The shot back.
Oh, it was just a dustbuster, actually.
Oh. Well, I mean, you know, it's got that slit opening. I can see how you'd make that mistake.
Oh, that is gross.
I like that broke Noah. Oh, now that is gross.
I can imagine, like, it's one of those cyclone ones where it's all just swirling around in there.
Just a little poonado.
All right, listeners, on a scale of 1 to 10, how did you miss us? I'm going to guess somewhere around number 2.
Oh, my God.
We're all in our 40s. We're not adults, though.
Nope. I was telling someone, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, you know what? I'm 40. I'm 41 years old. I still find dick and fart jokes hilarious.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just don't grow up.
I don't know that I'm ever not going to find them hilarious.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think they're saying, like, oh, you know, like, adults aren't into these type of things. I'm like, nope. I think we're maybe talking about annoying your spouses. I'm like, that's something you're always into. Your partner. Like, yep. I don't care how old you are. It's always fun to annoy your partner.
Yeah, I did that last night. I misread the type of day Caitlin had. Because I wasn't even like going hardcore. It was like just a little bit of something, and just gave her a little bit of the business, and she was having none of that.
Got no yardage, man.
Yeah.
As Tim likes to say.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought I did.
I totally misread that. I'm sorry.
Oh. So We're not making pig raping jokes right now. None of us are doing that.
So no, I think it was like me to put saran wrap on the toilet before you took a shit. All right, fair enough.
I think it was like I was getting we were having leftovers and I was getting dinner out, and she was like, "Oh, is that one for me?" I'm like, "No, you can starve." And she took me seriously. Like, she got mad.
Sometimes that blows my mind after you be with someone for so long.
Yeah.
And like one day, you're just gonna be like, you know what? It's over. You got to starve today.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't care how many times I got food for you and fed you, today's the day you starve. You're gonna die.
Yeah, no, you know what you can eat? You can eat a dick.
It's like, really? You think I was gonna make you starve? But also, sometimes we don't think logically, it's about emotion.
Yeah. Well, and through. Kind of been a shit like all evening, so then me being playfully a shit, it's like just it's more shittiness for her. She's like, I'm done with that. Kind of like Noah earlier.
Just put the cherry on the top of my shit sundae.
Shit cherry.
It's not even red.
And it had a pit in it. It was a shit pit.
Shit all around. Even the stem was made out of shit. It was so weird.
Oh, now I'm picturing it.
That's a lot of shit.
Yeah. So, speaking of Tim being a piece of shit, Noah, how was your trip to Peru?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
It was fine. How was your How was you guys' time off?
Oh man, how funny would it be if we just completely ignored the rest of that? Tim and I went with it.
We just left it there and then yep. Started talking about more mundane shit.
Yep.
I think as I expressed to you guys, like I was sick for like the first 3 days.
Yes.
That was not pleasant.
Cool. Like, I had a great visit in California with my in-laws.
Sweet. Tell me about it.
No, I'm sorry. Please continue.
Like, I threw up the first day.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Man, those texts you were sending. Oh, I felt for
you. It was one of those throw-ups that were like, all right, I feel good for a second. Oh, nope, it's back now. And then second day, I mildly felt better, went out. Third day, I felt like crap again, thought I might throw up. And that was like the day before I was supposed to like go on the Inca Trail. So I was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. But I went, like, I went to the pre-meeting the night before, and I was like, all right, I think I'm feeling okay. I also stopped taking my medication. I was taking, like, altitude medication, and I don't know if that was fucking me up, but I was just like, you know, let me just, you know, eliminate the stuff I can.
Mm-hmm.
But I went, and I on the trip, I felt pretty good. Like, the first, I think, day was kind of iffy, but after that, I felt fine. And, like, it was beautiful and fucking hard. Like, you start off at like 10,000 feet of elevation, and then you go up to like 13,900 feet of elevation. Like the second day, we were going for like 11 hours of just like uphill and then back downhill, which downhill is physically less taxing, but also hard on your joints.
Yeah.
Why are you smoking joints? You're supposed to be hiking, man.
And I don't know who designed this trail, but it is not OSHA compliant.
Yeah.
A lot of uneven rocks, weird steps. Like, don't even have, like, a wide enough to put your foot on, or there's just, like, way more than, like, a normal person would step up. It's, like, so, yeah, it's interesting. I'm like, I thought the Incas were tiny people. Why would they make these steps so high?
Because you gotta get up.
One lady who reminded me a bit of Sarah Silverman, who was a comedian, was really into cocaine. Like, we're on the trail, and she's like, anyone have any cocaine? And I thought she meant coca leaves, which is a common thing that people chew and drink tea of. Yep. No, she meant cocaine. She's like, I left mine back at the hostel.
Hey, Noah. Yeah. Guess where cocaine comes from?
Oh, I know.
Okay.
But, like, she wanted the processed version.
Yeah.
Not the, like...
She's like, yeah, those leaves will numb your gums, but I need the good shit.
Basically, she's like, I'm not... Like, she's on this trail, and she wants to do cocaine, and it's like a four-day, three-night trip. And she's like, I'm not addicted.
She wants to do it 2.5.
She's like, I'm not addicted, but I just really like cocaine. I'm like, if you can't make it 4 days, 3 nights without doing some cocaine, I don't know. You might have a problem.
She just likes the smell. That's it.
Oh, it smells delicious. Yeah, she was a trip. She was definitely.
So you're basically with Jack Black from Tropic Thunder the entire time.
Kind of. Like, she was very open and crass. Like, she's like, I took a pit stop. She's like, I mean, a shit stop. And the best part was, like, I was kind of standing nearby, and, like, every person she saw, like, in her group that didn't hear it the first time, she had to repeat it again. She saw, I heard it say like 3 times, like a pit stop. Oh, I mean a shit stop. I'm like, yep, yeah. You're just going for it, aren't you?
She was workshopping it. You guys, you guys were her open mic.
She was definitely an interesting lady. All the people on my group, she was a different group. So there's multiple groups going. You know, you're all going at different speeds. So you'll keep passing like the same people, even though they're not part of your group.
Like taking breaks at different times and whatever.
Yeah. That exactly.
So how much did you bang her?
I did not. She was 22, 23. Like, I feel like people at that age are still kind of hot. And honestly, no judgment, but I don't know if I really want to bang someone that does cocaine.
Yeah, no, that's...
Maybe you do.
Have you ever tried it?
I wasn't really being serious. I was trying to just be, like, inappropriate and crass.
I was being serious.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do cocaine, you probably should do it in your early 20s. Like,
oh, no, I'm not saying you shouldn't do cocaine. I'm just saying at this stage of my life.
Sorry, let me be clear. I'm saying you shouldn't do cocaine.
You know what?
I'm. If this is satire.
If you want to do cocaine. That's all you.
Yeah, but...
As it is illegal, I'm going to advise you not to do cocaine.
I'm just saying, sometimes I jaywalk, that's illegal.
You're right.
That is true.
I was thinking, let's move to a lawless society.
Yeah, I know. Why have I been
sometimes
judging all these murderers
the
and rapists?
The light. Might as well do let
cocaine.
Everything be legal.
Yeah. I mean, I know that there's a couple of mattresses I've removed those do not remove tags from.
Oh, snap.
At least a couple. May as well stuff a couple of hookers hellscape in those mattresses. So other than Cokie Smurf, how was your
Cokie Smurf.
That's from Californication. I don't get credit for that.
Oh, I still like it.
Okay.
So yeah, the trail is beautiful. I don't know what else I was saying. Oh, yeah. Camping was awesome. So we did this thing where like the porters carry like all your shit basically. Like you carry like, and one guy literally carried, well, not your shit, but he carries the toilet and he has to clean it. I'm like, ah, dude, that is not a job I envy, my friend. So they're like, if you want to give that guy a little extra money, feel free. I was like, yeah, probably should give that guy some extra money. The food was great. Like you get to camp and there's like they set up tents for you and they have drinks for you and they have food and then like you sleep and then you get on a trail the next day and they have breakfast for you. Saw lots of ruins and llamas. You guys are still there, right?
Yeah, we're still here. Okay. We're just listening in rapt attention.
A lot of people, not so many creatures. I'm trying to think, like, anything interesting? I mean, honestly, I don't give that shit. I don't give much shit about ruins. I'm like, there's some old buildings here. People lived in them. That's cool. It's amazing they built it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, that fucking took a lot. Like, thinking about how they paved that whole road. The whole road or the trail is like 26 miles. And not all of it's paved. But, like, think about, like, someone had to go and put all these fucking rocks. I'm like, and there's no, like, there's no bringing a tractor. There's no, like, bringing a truck. It's like, you know, mules or horses. I'm like, fuck, that takes a lot of fucking work. Like, they didn't have any, like, advanced tools. They had to chisel these rocks and sand them down. Like, I bet it took, like, a couple days to just make one little rock to put in your house. So I'm impressed by that.
Actually, with the right tools, you can shape a rock surprisingly quickly. I don't mean I can. I mean, like, there's video of people who actually do masonry stuff, and it's like, holy shit, like, that. There's a cube now.
Even using like more primitive style tools?
Yeah, just hammer and chisel.
Huh. All right. Well, fair enough. I mean,
it's because the like crystal formations within the rock, like there are planes. Like if you hit it right, it'll just fracture all the way through, and you've got like a pretty flat side. Apparently.
Good to know. So yeah, Machu Picchu was, you know, it was nice. We got there. They gave us a little tour. They gave us some history along the way. Talked about different plants. There's like this one plant that makes has this cactus that has a fungus on it. Looks white, and you pick it off, and you rub it in your hands, and it turns red, and you use that as dye. So that's, you know, that stuff's kind of interesting. Hmm. And then when I got to Machu Picchu, we went up on this. We did this extra hike called Huayna Picchu, which is like a 42-hour total up and down hike that you can do to get like a crazy view of Machu Picchu. And I should have brought water on that little hike, but I did not think I would need it. But I definitely felt like, I'm like, when I got to the bottom, I'm like, am I dehydrated? I'm feeling a little weird. I need to get some water. Then we went to the Amazon. Amazon was amazing. It's everything you hear about, like very biodiverse. So many fucking weird little creatures. Not weird creatures, but just creatures you don't see every day. Like, oh, there's a big lizard running around. I don't normally see the lizards that big.
Did you see if they shipped my iPad case cover?
No.
Oh, fuck, I'm waiting.
Saw some bats. Saw some caimans, which are like little alligator things. We saw monkeys, howler monkeys, and capuchin monkeys. We saw this bird called Stinky Bird that kind of looks like a chicken or a turkey, and makes this weird huffing noise, like it's breathing really hard. We tried fresh cacao. Well, like before it's processed, it's like just this kind of pulpy fruit with seeds inside. You can suck the pulp off the seeds, and then someone's just like, "Ah, you know what? I feel like we could do something with these. I'm going to, you know, make these into chocolate." I'm like, I don't know how that happens. Like, just someone's just like, I feel like, hey guys, I feel like we're missing something amazing here.
Yeah, humans are weird like that.
And like the steps that you had to go through, like, first we're gonna roast it.
Yeah.
And like, and then I don't even know what goes into it, but I think it's a multi-step process.
Yeah.
We actually didn't talk about how they make chocolate. We tried this thing called ice cream bean, which was also was like it was like very similar to cacao. It has like it's like this pulpy seed that you suck the fruit off of.
Yeah, suck that pulpy seed.
Yeah, I got some pulpy seeds for you.
Yeah, suck it.
It's my nuts.
Thanks.
I don't know why. I'm so amused by myself there.
Yeah, sometimes you just are. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's allowed.
The place we stayed in the Amazon was really nice. Stayed in these little cabanas things, like, and you had like a little mosquito netting. We had this view of the little dirty lake they had there. But it was nice. There was cicadas, tarantulas, frogs, bats, cranes, like so many different types of animals. I feel like we only scratched the surface of like what you could see. We didn't get to see any sloths or anacondas, which you can often see, but it's pretty rainy, so I guess they kind of hide when it rains. So like, I don't like the rain.
I'm the same way.
Then went to Lima, and Lima was nice. Lima's just like more of a city. Cusco's a city, but it's a little less developed. It's kind of, but it's just not as big, I guess. Although, the problem with tourist places is like everyone wants to sell you shit. Like everywhere you go, like, oh, buy this handcrafted thing I made, buy this art I made, you know, pay me to take a picture of my lamb, like, which always, it's always interesting to me though, when I go someplace. Because I feel like people go there and like, oh, I want authentic experience. But I'm like, I feel like when you go to a place that's very touristy, I feel like maybe you're kind of shaping how it is, and they're making it more to suit what they think you want, as opposed to like what would really be happening if you weren't there. Does that make sense?
Like, people came there originally and they had an experience and they told people about that experience. And even though things started to change, they had to people had an expectation. So they had to make sure that expectation was met when future tourists came back.
Exactly.
Tourists.
Like, the people who are dressed up in, like, the colorful, like, clothing and the hats, like, I'm like, is this how they are normally? Or are they just, like, you know, like, this is what people used to do, so we're going to keep doing it because that's what the tourists want? I don't know. It's nice, though.
Yeah, as soon as you're out of sight, do they pop on, like, a suit and tie?
Yeah, exactly.
and punch out.
Done for the day.
Let me tell you, honey, it was a hard day at the work today.
I had to hold the lamb for 5 hours. I mean, there's a bunch of like ladies who are like, yeah, just holding like little lambs, and then I think you could take a picture and they want some money. I never did, but I was like, all right.
Was any of them named Mary?
No, maybe. I did not ask them.
I guess it would probably have been like Maria, but it's close. Mm-hmm.
Some of the artist people had like American names, like, oh my, I'm Picasso. Like, I'm like, I'm pretty sure your name's not Picasso.
I don't know if that's an American name.
Not American name. I should say famous names.
Gotcha.
All right.
That's more apt. I tried guinea pig. It was delicious. I would eat it again. Not a lot of meat to those guys, but if you deep fry something, it makes it pretty delicious.
Sort of like pork meat.
Wait, did they actually eat porgs? I forget.
Chewbacca wanted to.
Okay.
Yeah, he got stuck. We never saw him eat it, but we never saw him not eat it.
True.
We never saw him like go, okay, I'm not going to eat it. We just cut.
Yeah. That whole bit of business there, like, I laughed. Drew was disturbed. He had a lot of questions later. He's like, but they're so cute. How could he? I'm like, because they're made of meat. He's like, but they're so cute. They're like kitties. Are kitties made of meat?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, son, but when you grow up, you'll learn to like eating the pussy.
Ugly.
I mean, I think it's kind of weird and arbitrary, like, what we decide is okay to eat and not eat. You know what I mean?
The cuter it is, the harder it is. Because you just want to cuddle it. You don't want to just rip all the outsides off and suck out the delicious, juicy middles.
I did not try any llama or alpaca. I took a picture of these adorable horses that had their heads like pressed together, being all cute. But one horse, the horse's dick was just on display. It was just hanging down. It was just like... There's no, like, my friend managed to get, like, an angle where it's, like, being blocked by its leg, but it was just like, yeah, that's, there's no high mat. That's, like, just there. He's happy.
I'm sorry, you guys. Did my dick fall out again? It just does that. Just ignore the dick. It's doing it for the attention.
There's two. One alpaca was trying to get on with another alpaca, not successfully.
It was alpacking it in.
No, he wasn't. He was rubbing his head against her a lot, and she was having none of it.
Oh, so it was me in college.
Yeah, when they lay down, you just rub your head against them, and they just like walk away.
Pretty much.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That seems about my level of game back then.
I'm just going to rub my head against you and see what happens. So what are you doing? I don't know.
I saw an alpaca do it once.
I saw a alpaca do this once.
Did it work for the alpaca? No.
Yeah, overall, a good trip. I sent you guys random texts. I went, there was some park with, I mean, so many stray animals, mostly dogs, but then there's this one park that had stray cats. I sent you guys a picture of, like, one cat just chilling in the tree and two other cats just staring at him. Like, just 100-yard stare, just like, I'm like, what the fuck are these cats doing? This is so weird. And the cat didn't look distressed or anything, so it wasn't like, he's like, oh, help me, cat friends. He's just like, oh, it's kind of cool up in this tree. And then the cats are like, look at him.
Lording the tree over us. Someday, I tell you, someday, it'll be me in the tree.
I mean, that's the gist of my trip. Like, I would go back to Amazon. I feel like we merely just scratched the surface of, like, what you can see there and what can you experience. A lot of bugs there. I was at the Kennedy Park, which was in Lima, and there was a little dance party going on. Someone set up a speaker, and these people are, there's like a little mini amphitheater kind of, and people are like at the, it was like, you know, these staggered stairs or seats, and, you know, there's like a bottom area and people are dancing. This one guy had just headphones on, and I don't think he was even dancing to the same music, but he was just dancing, you know, in the same group as everybody. I'm like, it's always that one guy who's just like super into whatever he's doing, like either the music's playing or his own music. I'm like, I like that guy. That guy is just, you know, he's like, fuck it, I'm doing my own thing. I don't give a fuck. I'm not embarrassed. Why should I be? I'm in love and life. I'm like, yes.
I'm gonna do me. You do you.
Yeah. I think that's all I got.
All right. Well, Tim, how was your Christmas / New Year's / Hanukkah? Whatever.
Oh, my Hanukkah was off the chain.
Neat.
We had spun dreidels and did other things that are associated with that holiday. I don't know what they are.
As one does, presumably.
I don't know if that was clear. We hosted a Christmas party at my house. Well, technically a Christmas Eve party. Had way too many people than our living room can handle, but it was still fun. Christmas Day was good. As would probably not surprise you, I enjoyed Christmas.
What?
I know.
That's weird.
It's crazy. New Year's, we had a plan, but it fell through. Oh, we were going to do a game day with some relatives, but then they got, like, super sick. So then we just took the kids to this place called, like, Jump It Up or Pump It Up or Pump and Jump, something like that. It's basically just a bunch of inflatable slides all inside.
Pump and Dump?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. And the great thing is, kids of that age do not care. You just start counting down from 10. It doesn't matter what time it actually is. So we got that shit wrapped up. It's like 6 o'clock. Came back home. Did we watch actual New Year's in New York? I think we did. Then I think we stayed up for actual New Year's for no good reason other than we were in the middle of doing, we were watching something. Me and the boys went to Disneyland with my mom for a couple days. That was tons of fun. And it was also the last weekend of Christmas there, so got to suck up a little more Christmas goodness.
Nice.
Fun fact, they don't have any more Christmas stuff for sale there after Christmas. It's like, they think no one wants to buy it. Jerks. All there was a thumper gravy boat. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do with a thumper gravy boat?
Thumper.
Ladle gravy? I'm just guessing.
Shit about Thumper. Fuck Thumper and his fucking tail.
Yeah, fuck Thumper.
Oh, and while I was away, so I had to specially work it out because me and the other supervisor on my team at work were both going to be gone on the same day for that vacation. But we were like, nah, we could, it should be all right. It turned out he never came back from that vacation. So now I'm the only supervisor on my team.
He's just like, fuck this place?
Well, I guess he got a new job offer, like, while I was gone. And, like, he said, they're like, do you want us to tell Tim? And he's like, no, I'll text him. He never texted me. So I just walk back in. I'm like, where's Mike? Seems like his desk is awfully clean. Because he came back and cleaned it out.
As you do.
And now I'm training somebody to do his job, which I never did, so I don't really know about. I'm like, and then he does this thing, I think. Good luck. Don't screw it up or you're fired. All right. Leadership. So that's that. Kisses.
All righty. Well, we left super early. Actually took Drew out of school for a couple of days to go to California because that's when the flights were cheap. I knew that Frontier Airline was, you know, a quote-unquote budget carrier. I didn't realize they were going to nickel and dime every fucking thing. Like, I didn't realize how budget could be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're one step above Spirit Airlines, aren't they?
I guess. Yeah, because it was like, Caitlin was like, I'm thirsty. Like, can you get a soda? Can you, like, just ask for a soda? I'm like, have you not noticed that they don't do drink service on this thing? I'm like, sodas are $3. She's like, how the fuck are sodas $3? Like, she's like yelling at me, like, because I didn't warn her before she'd asked somebody. I'm like, it was in the little pamphlet thing, and they didn't do a drink service, and I actually read the thing. I just assume you had to. Like, how do I know what information you're not in? Like, you booked this flight. I'm the one who's been surprised the whole way. It's like, oh, we got to pay to not check a bag. We got to pay to bring a bag on board, too. $40.
Wow, you gotta pay for a carry-on?
Yeah, $40.
$40 per carry-on?
Per carry-on.
Whoosh.
Yup. And $40 per checked bag. Yeah. Yeah, oh, and like, they don't guarantee, even if you're flying with a group of people, they won't guarantee even that, like, your seats will be with each other unless you actually pay extra to select your seats. So it's gonna be like an extra $100.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So when I told Caitlin that, she's like, she goes, no, fuck that. She's like, we're just going to show up on the day, and if they put us in different places on the plane, we can figure out how the strangers feel about Drew. She's like, they'll put us back together, toot sweet. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm like, unless that other person's, like, super into Minecraft. I mean, like, super, super, super into Minecraft.
By the way, we got a sponsor this week hanging out with Frontier Airlines.
Yeah.
Fuck your money.
Will only cost a few dollars up front, but then we will nickel and dime the shit out of you. Yeah. California was great. Like the weather was really nice the whole time we were there. I know, I'm talking to two people who live there.
No, I could hear what I could hear the conversation between my 3-year-old and my wife, who was in the bathroom, and he was angry because she flushed the toilet. I heard my wife go, I'm sorry, I should have let you see my poop. What a horrible mom I am.
Hey, Noah, clearly there's a market. Clear toilets, get on it.
I love you. What are you talking about?
Anyways,
so you came to California,
yeah,
and
we were actually
happened?
A little worried that because we were driving through areas where, like, there were still active fire threats going on.
Oh, yes.
And multiple times, because we flew into LAX and then drove like 3 or 3.5 or whatever it is hours to where my in-laws live, and then a couple of days later turned around and with them, you know, kind of caravaned and drove all the way into basically Riverside. And then a couple of days after that, drove all the way back to their house. And then a couple of days after that, drove back to LAX. So we were up and down the 101. Yeah, lots of gray hills. Actually, yeah, we 4 times we went through the area that got buried under those mudslides recently, where all the The people died. Oh. So, I mean, I definitely feel for them. I just, like, when I heard about that, I was really glad it didn't rain while we were there, because that could have been us.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact. My roof in the garage has been leaking.
Ooh, neat.
Due to rain. And it's been fixed 3 times and still keeps leaking.
Hmm.
That's always fun.
I think that may be a very loose use of the word fixed.
But like my landlord called me. He's like, we're on the roof pouring water on it. We can't find out where this leak is. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. When it rains, water comes out. It shouldn't. That's all I got. That's the end of my technical expertise on this matter.
That is typically the purpose of roof, is to keep the outside out.
I'm like, thankfully it's in the garage, but it did ruin all our a big bag of wrapping stuff we'd saved, you know, like gift bags and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all moldy and funky.
Oof.
Just like your nuts.
Yep.
Fair enough. Anyway, back to the California adventure.
Yeah. So when we were doing Christmas, typically when we go to California, I mean, the agreement in years past is that we go to California, we go to my in-law's house. You know, they've got a big enough house to accommodate everybody. So it's like every other year. So like 1 year we go there and we go to their house, and another year everybody stays at their own houses. My brother-in-law only has, you know, that 3-ish whatever hour drive from Riverside up to where my in-laws live. But for some reason, this year his wife was like, no, we're doing Christmas here. They have a significantly smaller house. So it was a little close. It was a little everyone on top of each other while we were visiting with them. And we did wind up staying in a motel. And from the outside, I was like, oh, fuck. I got to stop letting my in-laws pick the places that we're staying, because I think my mother-in-law may have just gone for like the cheapest possible place. But then we got inside and I was like, fuck, this place is nice. Like, it looks like a nothing motel. It looks like a no-tell motel from the road. But like, once you get inside, you're like, oh, they put some money into this place. Like, this is all upgraded and shit. Like, really nice bathroom, like really stylish. Like, even like the window covering was like, you know, kind of like funky and artsy. I'm very confused about this place. I was expecting like Barton Fink scenes, like John Goodman just running through the halls with an axe. But we did. So my sister-in-law grew up in Japan, so we had birthday cake on Christmas, which is, I guess, a Japanese idea of what Americans do for Christmas. And for Christmas Eve dinner, we had Kentucky Fried Chicken.
These are excellent traditions.
It was odd, but kind of cool. Like, and it was really weird to realize like this, the thing that we're doing isn't like just some weird tradition like from her family. Like, this is like a whole other culture's idea of what our culture is like.
And maybe they just improved upon it.
I was like, this is like some insane like alternate reality mirror world shit view of us, but like, it's pretty cool. This is tasty. So kudos, Japan. You've taken America and improved upon it.
As you do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like my wife, like, she kept like kind of mumbling and grumbling about it. I'm like, just go with it. We're somebody else is hosting. It's someone else's hosting, someone else's house, you know, we'll do someone else's tradition. She's like, but this isn't the tradition. I'm like, well, this is her tradition. So let's just go with it and try it out. And, you know, at the end.
Wait, so when was the birthday cake?
On Christmas.
Like at night?
So we had Christmas dinner at like, you know, 3 o'clock or whatever. And then, yeah, like 4 or 5, we had dessert. We had birthday cake.
That's a fucking great idea.
Yeah.
This is going in my podcast. Except for the part where I just said fucking.
All right. Well, realize you're getting this like 14th hand. So, you know, because
I'll look it up. I do research. Okay. Don't worry about it.
Good. Yes. I was going to say
like 2 weeks.
All right. White girl growing up in Japan, coming back. And then me experiencing.
Seems like she's got a stranglehold on it.
Yeah.
She's the unofficial ambassador to Japan.
All right. But yeah, Drew had a great time hanging out with his cousins.
that was nice. We did eat what for my wife was probably not quite enough, but I had had enough. In-N-Out Burger by the time it was time for us to go.
I was good.
I do not understand people's obsession with In-N-Out Burger.
It's a good burger.
I feel like maybe
it's not that good a burger.
Oh, it's a good burger, Tim.
It's not that good a burger.
It's a delicious burger.
You know, I've never tried the fries animal style, but I do love their Neapolitan shakes.
Make a good Neapolitan shake.
Yeah. The shakes aren't bad.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And if you do Neapolitan, it's like it changes from chocolate to vanilla to strawberry and back.
No, thanks.
No, it's great.
I came here for chocolate.
Oh. Well, to each his own. But your own sucks.
Also, their fries are disgusting.
I like their fries, I just don't think they're great. What is good is taking some of their fries and tossing them on top of your burger. Like just right inside the bun.
Or getting fries animal style.
I have never tried the fries animal style. And after we left, I thought, I should have done that this time.
They are amazing. I mean,
animal style
say,
is with onions on it, though, right?
Yeah, grilled onions.
Yeah. As people say, it's not going to change your life.
Oh, no. The grilled onions on their burgers? That shit is delicious.
I think Tim literally means...
Maybe that's why I'm not a fan of In-N-Out. I'm not a fan of onions, and that apparently is how you improve everything of theirs. Add onions to it.
Grilled onions, specifically.
Oh, we grilled the onions. Woo-hoo-hoo!
It's different. Have you had grilled onions on an In-N-Out burger?
No, I don't like onions. Where am I losing you?
Have you had grilled onions on other things?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't like grilled onions.
Tim, have you been kicked to the balls?
In the car, I don't like them near or far.
Have you been kicked to the balls, Tim? Have you been kicked in the balls while being grilled?
Mm.
Makes it
Wait,
better.
Like on a barbecue or like someone's asking me questions that I don't want to answer?
Okay, no, it's Both. Not insane to ask if he's tried grilled onions if he doesn't like onions. Because somebody who just had tartare would be like, I fucking hate steak. Like, well, have you had it marinated and grilled? Well, I can't imagine it would be any different. It's different.
I think onions make Tim gassy, right?
Yes. Not only gassy, but like that painful stomach gassy.
Oh, maybe you got a little allergy going on.
I mean, I will put up with it for onion rings because those are delicious.
Yeah.
Although often I will just pull the onion part out and just eat the fried batter.
Like lightly onion-scented bread.
Yeah,
And grease.
Go for some onion rings. Delicious but grease. Yeah, every time I do have onion rings, I have to pay the vengeful piper.
Oh. Yeah, you might have a little food allergy. That may explain it.
Or maybe it's just a ball.
Maybe.
Balls. What?
I was going to say pussy, but then say like, oh, don't say pussy, because pussies can take a beating. Balls are so sensitive, so I don't know how you're supposed to say
He's
it.
He's a nutsack.
Yeah, you're a nutsack.
Overly
I'm
sensitive. Weak.
I'll take that.
Yeah. So with all of the flying back and forth and all of the sleeping in rooms with my wife, who's super restless and keeping me awake and all, I watched a shitload of movies over that trip.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about a shit.
Tanflix.
A shitload. I watched some two.
A shitload.
I watched some three.
Oh, we should probably do a rundown if people can remember what they watched. I wrote them down because I knew I was not going to remember.
I mean, let's do it quick because we are bumping up against the end of this recording session.
Oh, yeah. Caitlin got sick before we went out and was feeling better while we were there and then got worse like before we came home. I started to get sick as we were coming home but kind of pushed through it. And then did exactly the same thing that she did, like, about a week after she did, where it's like, oh, okay, I'm feeling better. Go back to work. Oh, now I feel shitty again. Back home. So it's like this weird, like, W-shaped cold.
Those are the best
sick everybody
colds.
Here got sick at some point.
Yeah.
Except me. Strong like bull.
Yeah, strong like bull.
I'm going to laugh if you get sick tomorrow, Tim.
What's that?
I'm going to laugh if you get sick tomorrow.
I prefer not to get sick tomorrow. If I have to get sick, I'd like to wait till Tuesday.
Are you off Monday?
I am.
Do
you have plans?
Like evening plans.
I had forgotten Monday was a holiday until yesterday. Like, I had meetings scheduled on Monday. Apparently, I wasn't the only one who forgot either because people accepted those meetings.
We should use our movie passes together, Noah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Touch
shit.
Touch dicks. Touch dicks.
I have to be back in the city by like 5:30, but beyond that, my day is open.
My wife's doing something during lunch, so we'll see.
All right.
What about tomorrow?
I'm free in the morning. I'm free today.
Noah's got to go sing the praises of
the
law. I got
a party to go to today.
Damn it.
Sounds like this is something we could nail out. We're not recording.
No. Let's sync our schedules, Tim.
Yeah, just keep...
Well, have we...
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, just keep working on it. Andy is totally, absolutely thrilled and happy to listen to this.
Oh, sweet.
Well, I was going to say, have we talked about Last Jedi on here? Or had we left for hiatus by the time that came out?
We had left for hiatus, or maybe Noah had seen it, or you had seen it, like, opening night. But, yeah, we had not talked about it, because I hadn't seen it yet.
I liked it. I liked it a good deal.
Me, too.
The more I think about it, the more I like it.
I did not love it. I thought that whole part in the middle was unnecessary.
I think that's the point, though. Like, so many times the Rebellion or whoever, the ragtag good guys, has this plan that's like, oh, it's this plan that's just so crazy it's going to work. And then finally, it didn't.
Yep, yeah.
Like, that was the point of it.
Yep, I liked it.
I feel like they could have done that in a much shorter time span.
Yeah, all right, you're not wrong.
But there were several things, so this is a little spoilery, but there were several times where it's like, and then shit got worse, and then shit got worse, and then just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, it succeeded in getting worse.
Yeah, I think that the reason it took so long is you were not supposed to think it wasn't going, like, you were supposed to think, oh, this is going to work.
Yep.
Like, oh, okay, keeps looking like they're down and out, but then they're going to pull it out, and then they're going to pull it out. And then they're going to... Are they ever going to pull it out? They didn't pull it out. She's pregnant. Yep.
Now your life is ruined.
Ruined!
Yeah, I just felt it was a little slow. A little slow. And also spoilery, I felt like Rey spent way too much time on the planet without really shit happening.
I kind of felt like that was needed, because this was like the anti-Luke and Yoda. So Luke and Yoda is like, now you get a training montage. And Rey and Luke is like, now you get her begging to be trained. And Luke having just fucking none of it. Because he is done to death with that shit.
But then it's like, she was a super good fighter then with no training. It's just like,
Well, she was a super good fighter in the first one, you'll remember.
Yeah. I feel like she definitely stepped the game up.
Perhaps.
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
She unlocked the fighting achievement while she was on the planet.
She did.
She just had to go through her little training exercise, and then boom, yep. She unlocked it.
Yep. Play a couple of mini games, and all of a sudden you got that cheat to unlock.
She got those hit points.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I liked the first one better. I would watch the games. There's definitely aspects I liked.
Yeah, I watched it a second time. I definitely liked it more. I mean, I liked it the first time. I liked it more the second time.
Okay. Yeah, I've only seen it once.
I've also only seen it once.
Tim, did you see it twice at the movie pass?
No, I saw it once before I had a movie pass, and then I saw it with my movie pass the second time. I'm told you can't buy two tickets for the same movie.
Yeah, although movie pass is a thing now to, like, check in if you don't see your movie in the list. So I wonder if you could just do that to get around it.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, I'm sure it doesn't tell you what movie you're seeing. It just says, like, I'm going to charge you 18, whatever. And I was right. The ticket I got last night, I was not supposed to be able to get because they fixed it today, and I can't. So, yeah, I was in the Dolby Theater that costs like, you know, $20-something. So I was like, well, you know what? Still, I'm seeing a movie for $5. Still not a bad deal. But yes,
movie pass. Get on it.
It's worth it. I mean, I'd say at least if you see one movie a month, it's worth it. I definitely see more than that. So.
Especially for me, like, I like to go, like, in times when, like, not a lot of people are going to the movies. I mean, I usually go in the middle of the night, is what I'm saying. And so the availability is usually there.
I usually just go after work, and since I'm going solo, there's usually one seat left.
Speed of Movie Pass, saw Jumanji with it.
Yes, that was good.
Jack Black was surprisingly funny, and Karen Gillian is hot.
Was that the action girl?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nebula from Guardians and Amy Pond from Doctor Who.
Is that who that was?
Yep.
Indeed.
Yeah, she is attractive lady. I felt Jack Black and The Rock, which he's done before though, were both playing against type, and it was pretty funny. Kevin Hart was just being Kevin Hart.
Yeah, the whole cast was good. Like, Karen Gillian definitely made me laugh a lot. like when she was trying to flirt, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that shit was funny to me. And then I think there was a Jonas brother in there.
Yes.
He's all right.
The guy they found.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Spoilers. And he has,
yeah. Anyways.
I mean, that doesn't tell me anything, so.
And he's usually pretty smart. I'm sure he probably would have caught on.
Also, I like the sly reference to Robin Williams' character.
Oh, I missed that.
Andy, are you okay if I... Text him?
Yeah, you can text
him. Well, how about if you want to tell him, I'll just take my headphones off and just...
You can tell me later, Tim. It's not that important.
I can tell you later. We can move on to another movie.
I was going to say... Oh, I felt like they could have done a little bit more with, like, the video game stuff. Like, you know, maybe more, like, a little bit more jokes, but I don't feel like it detracted from it. Like,
yeah, like, I could have done with more video funny, game but, jokes. That's true.
But yeah, overall, fun movie. Definitely worth seeing. It's very, very light.
Speaking of video game shit, I am really looking forward to Ready Player One.
Me too. Have you read the book, Andy?
No, I have not.
I have not either. I have not either, but I want to.
I'm decidedly meh on that movie.
I'm decidedly meh about Rampage.
Oh, I am. I mean, I am far away from meh about Rampage.
Like, you really want to see it?
No.
Like opening night? Like, you already have your tickets?
You've booked out the whole theater?
I don't want anybody sitting next to me talking to it. It's the Andy show.
Like, we got, like, halfway through that trailer, and I turn to my wife, I'm like, I think this is Rampage! She's like, what? Like, Rampage, the video game with the lizard! I'm like, there's gonna be a fucking lizard. Lizzie. Like, it's the thing where you got, like, the King Kong and, like, the super huge werewolf and the lizard lady, and that you just wreck a city until the buildings fall down while tanks shoot at you. You try to, like, eat people and eat the tanks to regain health. I'm like, they made a Rampage movie. I guarantee fuck it. And then it comes out. I'm like, oh my God, it is. It's fucking Rampage. They made a goddamn Rampage movie. How the fuck did they make a Rampage movie? To which everyone around me said, shh. I was actually, I was whispering, but I was pretty strident about it. I'm like, what the fuck?
And I think I was watching the trailer with Danelle in front of something. And she's like, is the monkey's name George? Because of, like, Curious George. I was like, no. You know what? I wouldn't put it past him.
I kind of wondered the same thing. And it's so interesting. Like, I feel like The Rock, like, I feel like he could pretty much write his own ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And he chose this movie.
Well, Liam Neeson was in fucking Battleship, so.
Yeah, but I feel like the time Liam Neeson did that, he wasn't at the peak of his career. I feel like The Rock is kind of at the peak right now.
I mean, he knew he would be, like, you know, this would be the Rock movie.
Yeah, maybe.
That's true.
I would say of his catalog, I mean, it does kind of fit what he does, right? Like, mm-hmm. He kind of does, like, these kind of cheesy, you know, supposedly fun action movies, you know.
Like San Andreas?
Yeah, exactly. Which is the Rampage, I think, is same director.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
Maybe he owed him a favor.
Guys, I feel like we're, like, 2 years away for there being, like, a paranormal thriller about a junkie who's just constantly popping pills, and at the end it turns out it's Pac-Man.
You should start writing that script, Andy.
No.
Andy.
No.
Andy.
No, that is not a thing that needs to exist, Noah.
Andy.
Okay. You've talked me into it.
Sweet.
Success.
I knew I could do it if I just said your name enough.
All right. Well, should I go down my list of movies that I watched?
Go for it.
Quick thumbs up, thumbs down. So sure. I don't know if I talked about it on Tancast, because I watched it early in the process, so it may have been before the last episode. But I did finally watch Predestination, the Ethan Hawke movie, the one that was based on All You Zombies short story. You'd really liked it.
Yeah, it was interesting how they made a whole movie, and yet that story was so short, and the story basically had everything in the movie.
Well, there was a whole other plot line with him chasing that serial bomber that was added, but to kind of stretch things out. But yeah, I felt like they did a really like honest and faithful adaptation, which really really surprised me. So, Predestination, good, liked it. I know I watched it before we went, but I don't know if I said that I'd watched Dark Tower.
Did not see that.
It was meh. I didn't read The Dark Tower, so I don't know if it's like, you know, there's a lot of shit in there that people who actually read and loved the books would be like, oh my God, this is such fan service. But as a movie, 100% meh.
Watch Kingsman: Golden Circle. There were too many times where, rather than trying to do something new and magical, they tried to recapture magical moments from the first one, and it just kind of fell flat. I mean, it's still, like, you know, kind of balls out crazy. So, you know, not bad, but just shoulder shrug.
Yeah, I think it kind of lost some of the magic.
Yeah.
Whatever they had the first one, they just, I don't know, it didn't work.
Well, I mean, like, they went, like, literally back to the same well. Like, there were scenes that were, like, you know, almost note for note, just remakes of scenes from the previous one. Or, you know, like, the same, okay, it's like, okay, this is this type of action scene, and that is that type of action scene, and it's all the same types of action scenes. Girl with All the Gifts, zombie movie, pretty good. Not perfect, but definitely different than a zombie movie, and definitely not mindless like a lot of zombie movies. I'd say it's more like in the Romero style, where, like, it's got some stuff to talk, some stuff to say about culture, about, like, modern culture, like a bit of an allegory in there. So that was interesting. Saw two movies with Charlton Copley, Chappie and Hardcore Henry. Chappie was also kind of shoulder shrug meh. You know, it was okay. It was an okay story, but they both have done better. Blomkamp has done better movies. But Hardcore Henry, which is like a first-person shooter turned into a movie,
yes,
was insane. And it was good. Like, it was so much better than it had any right to be. And it was, like, balls-out, psycho-gonzo action. Like, there was nothing too crazy to be tossed into this movie. And it was amazing. It was like watching a movie that was just intended to be a thrill ride. Like, I know lots of people are like, oh, this movie's like a thrill ride from start to finish. But, like, this one felt like, again, because it's done in the first person, it felt like you were actually riding a thrill ride going through this thing.
So you recommend it?
Yes. If you like action movies, yes. Yeah, because it was crazy.
Was it crazy?
Crazy.
Great.
Passengers, the one with J-Law and Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it has a fascinating premise and, like, some really, really deep ideas about, you know, morality, about, you know, like, so I can't say it without spoiling it.
Come on, man. Okay. Quick. Thumbs up, thumbs down. We got to get fucking through this.
Sorry. Thumbs halfway through. didn't live up to its potential. Had a lot more potential that it didn't live up to, and that was disappointing. Overall, it was an okay sci-fi movie.
The ending, I felt the ending was a cop-out.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, Nerdwriter does a pretty good analysis and how they could have made it better without even, like, reshooting, just changing the way they edit and, like, present it. And I'm like, yes, that would have made that movie so much better.
Mm. I have to go listen to that.
Right, link show notes next. Guess who's
back again. Daddy's Home. Haven't seen the sequel yet, just the original. Hadn't seen it. I laughed my ass off. I was on a plane and, like, had to, like, cover my mouth with my hand to not disturb the other passengers around me because I was laughing so hard. Like, my sides hurt from trying to hold the laughter down. Especially the ending. I don't know why, but the ending, like, I felt like I was going to piss my pants. I was giggling so hard at the ending.
Have you seen Daddy's Home, Noah?
No.
Okay, me either.
Okay.
I know of it, and I know the sequel's out now.
I think you should. It's one of those. It's kind of like The Other Guys. You know, I mean, it's Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Like, The Other Guys, there was no reason for that to be a good movie, and it was fucking hilarious. And, like, Daddy's Home, like, it should just be, you know, this really straightforward, stupid kind of sitcom-y type family comedy. But just like, so many of the jokes come at you sideways. It was really good.
All right, sideways come. Got it.
Yeah.
Next.
Freaky Friday, the Lindsay Lohan version. I never actually watched it. It's good.
What the fuck?
that I didn't choose that one. That was one we watched with the in-laws.
Yeah, it was on ABC Family, I assume, right? Or whatever it's called now, Freeform.
No, we went to go see a play with them where it was like the stage version of Freaky Friday. So my wife saw that Freaky Friday was available for like $4 on Amazon to buy the DVD. So she just bought the DVD and had it shipped there and we watched it.
Wow.
Yep.
I coincidentally watched it for free on Freeform.
Yep. And I started watching Atomic Blonde on the Delta flight home and had to nope out. So I'm going to have to get back into that one. Because there's
I mean, they blur it out, but like there was just a shitload of nudity right at the beginning. I'm like, even blurred out, I think I'm not going to watch this movie sitting next to my son.
What? He's like, Dad, finally some good stuff.
This is what I've been waiting for.
Daddy, why is her booty crack just all fuzzy?
There was some movie I was watching where it was like on the plane where it's just like they were showing some breasts. Oh, The Nice Guys. I was like, oh yeah, that's breasts right there. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I said it before, and it still weirds me out. Like, even just Olivia Munn's cleavage in the X-Men Age of Apocalypse. Like, they fuzzed her cleavage. I'm like, you're just drawing more attention to it. It's not that big a deal. It was on, like primetime TV slots. Like the ads for it. Like, everyone's fucking seen this. Like, oh, Delta, you crazy.
Wrap it up.
Oh, no, I'm done. That's it.
All right. We did it. It's done. We're back.
Yeah, we're back in full effect.
Blah, 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 blah.
Wait, no, that's not even the... No.
I know.
Me, 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 me. Macaron, macaron, macaron.
Macaron, macaron, macaron. Tim, now you know how my wife felt last night.
I know how my wife feels every day.
Andy, how long have you been married?
11 and a half years.
Never trust Andy not to starve you after 11 and a half years of marriage.
Not today, leaky roof.
Oh. Shit, what do I hate this week? This week, I hate Frontier Airlines and Donald J. Trump, the fucking racist. Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week! Please!
Alright.
Oh, yeah. He said something offensive.
Yeah. It wasn't so much that he called the countries.
Of course he did.
Yeah, but it wasn't so much that he called these countries shithole countries. It's that he indicated that people from those shithole countries shouldn't be allowed to come here. Now, I disagree with him calling them shithole countries. I think that's also pretty fucking offensive. But that's not the racist part. The racist part is if you come from a country that's poor, then you're a lower class of person and you have no business coming here. So way to take a great big greasy shit on the Statue of Liberty, patriots. Every fucking one of them trying to defend him or, you know, sidestep it. Or, well, you know, it's just real talk. That's all. I wouldn't use that. I disagree strongly with his use of language. How about your the use of racism in there? How do you feel about that one?
Mr. Senator the Frog, I'm afraid you have to yield your time. That's it. That's all I got.
Have a week.
We're only 13 days into this year.